went down to the track, and I'd ride faster and better. You know, I was coming into that zone. I was starting to really peak. I'd done, you know, heaps of miles, really intense training, and I was really starting to peak. Every morning I'd get up at 6, take that great free transport in Sydney, onto the train, into town, Clarence Street Cycles, right in the centre of the city, be standing outside the door at 8:30 when they opened, down to the workshop, and they were waiting there, and next chain ring bigger, one tooth bigger. Go back out, go to training, and, you know, spin that one out. Next morning, I'd get up at 6, go into Clarence. If I'd just bright, I would have brought 3 chain rings, but I didn't want to waste my money. That's, And I, 2 days before I did the kilo and I got my silver, in 2 parts, if I'd put them together, I would have ridden 3 seconds quicker than the world record for the kilo. You know, I was absolutely humming. And on that day, I was the absolute dark horse. So I rode like number 11 out of 17 riders, and you know, the top 7 and the top 6 in the world were above me. And I got on the bike and I'd looked at them all and I thought, yeah, I can do you guys. And I got on the bike, but most importantly, I knew what I do is I race myself. I'm pretty hopeless at racing other people, but what I do is I race myself, and I'm pretty damn hard on myself. And I got on that bike, and I was, my heart rate was only like 4 beats above resting, and I was sitting on a bike at the Paralympics. Perhaps it should have been a bit more, actually. It might have gone better, but it was cool. I had the thing that I am I'm cursed with too much self-belief, I think. You know, it's great most of the time, but, and I just had it in gobs then, and I went out and I rode my heart out. And that was the most fantastic experience because of the venue. You know, a lot of you will have perhaps experienced being in a great venue with a great crowd. You know, the great crowd, it was probably only 50 or 100 people, but you know, my mum and dad were there and things like that. It was, for me, absolutely magical experience.